One day, the king gave a strange order. Fools should be gathered from all over the country, and whoever will be the biggest fool amongst them will be rewarded. Hundreds of fools gathered in the court in the greed of reward. The king held various foolish competitions amongst them. The person who won the final round was declared as the fool's champion. The king took off the royal necklace of precious diamond jewels from his neck and gave it to him as a reward. After some time, the king fell seriously ill and became bedridden. On hearing of his illness, the fool's champion even thought of meeting him. The king was on the bed rest, but this person was given special permission to meet the king. The fool's champion asked the king, "What is the matter?" The king said, "What do you ask about the person who is going on a journey from which it is not possible to return?" The fool's champion asked in surprise, "Will you not return from there? Will you stay there?" The king said helplessly, "Yes, it is like this." The champion of the fool asked, "Then you must have built palaces over there, sent royal maids for service." The king replied, "No, I didn't send anything like that over there." The foolish person said, "How can this be? You're very wise and intelligent. You must have sent something." The king replied in a sad voice, "No, I didn't send anything." The fool turned to leave. As he was leaving, he took the necklace off his neck and put it back on the king's neck, saying, "Then you are the most deserving of this necklace." My dear viewers, consider how intelligent a person is, that he does many things in advance. Before summer arrives, he makes sure the AC is fixed. The heater is fixed before winter arrives. As soon as he sees dark clouds, he takes an umbrella with him. If he goes out somewhere, he keeps his credit card with him. He charges his cell phone before the battery is even dead. As soon as a daughter is born, he starts getting worried about her marriage. But majority are ignorant because they have not made preparations for the hereafter as part of their preference. In order to improve his image, a person considers it very important to reach his office, business, or any event on time in rain, wind, or illness, but is oblivious to attend the mosque for 5 times salah to please Allah. My dear viewers, there is no punishment if you don't get a promotion or your business does not prosper, but there is a warning of punishment of hell for leaving faraid and wajibat. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, "People are sleeping and will wake up when they die. Prepare for the hereafter. Otherwise, we'll make a biggest fool out of ourselves." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.